We're moving to the property sector now, focusing on the residential property sector, and we're talking about the signs that the residential property market is beginning to stabilize. And I'm joined by Andrew Golding, who's the chief executive of Pan Golding Property Group. Andrew, many thanks for your time this evening. Perhaps let's start with just that, the trends you're seeing in the property sector for the year.
Yes, good evening. Thanks for having me on the show. So I think all things considered, notwithstanding the woes around Eskom and SAA, et cetera, I think that the residential property market has really stood up remarkably well, given the lack of growth in the economy. So there's still been around 200,000 transactions that have taken place in the overall South African residential market. That's probably around 10% down in terms of numbers, and in terms of value, that's around 15% down overall. So given the state of the economy and the length of time that we've been in this down cycle, I think it's been remarkably resilient. And we're starting to see just the beginning signs of what feels like the near or at the bottom of the current down cycle.
We're starting to see a stabilization, as you've just mentioned, but talk us through the price at which homeowners are having to sell. A lot of people are trying to get rid of their homes because of the current economic climate, but unfortunately, because of the current state of the economy, many of them are having to sell at lower prices. Is this something that has come out in this particular report?
Yes, I mean, there's no doubt that house price growth is extremely stunted. At best, probably flat in terms of inflation-adjusted growth, and it's been like that for at least the last 2 years. And so I think we're feeling like we're beginning to see some signs of price equalization in terms of buyers and sellers. There was certainly a period where sellers were unrealistic in terms of what buyers were prepared to pay. But now, if you're a keen seller, you're going to have to meet what the buyers are prepared to offer. And buyers are savvy in this market. It's definitely a buyer's market. And that's the reality in terms of having to dispose of one's property if one is an urgent seller.
Yeah, that is unfortunate indeed. But, I mean, your report also speaks about some global headwinds that are contributing to the sector as a whole. You mentioned Brexit as well as the trade wars and that impact that could have on the profitability in the current market. Just talk us through that.
Yeah, so I think we're not immune to the global headwinds. There's no question that both local and global headwinds have an effect on our market. The residential market is very governed by sentiment, both local and international, and sentiment certainly isn't at an all-time high, that's for sure. And so as a consequence of that, that's also adding to the situation we find ourselves in the property market or have over the last 12 months. And I suppose one's just got to look ahead and say to what extent is that situation going to stay the same, potentially get worse, or potentially get better. I think that in terms of the positive signs, there's no doubt that there is still significant appetite on behalf of lending institutions to want to increase their mortgage books. In particular, first-time home buyers, South Africa has a huge advantage in terms of that, where we have a significant number of first-time home buyers who are wanting to come into the market and where the banks have an appetite to lend. And so those are positive signs, notwithstanding the fact that overall, in order for the market to really improve, we need the economy to improve. And until that happens, we can't realistically expect the property market to take off again in a meaningful way.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned that because I wanted to speak about the fact that South Africa's economy has been so sluggish and just expressing to the listeners the levels at which it's had in terms of an impact on the sector.
Yeah, so there's just a swathe of investor orientated buyers who are reticent to get into the market, given the uncertainty around the economy, given the uncertainty around certain policy issues, and as a consequence, the reasons for buying and selling are effectively ones of urgency. So unless there is a definitive need to buy and sell, many people are deciding to sit this cycle of the market out and to wait and see. So there's very little speculative investment buying except for those that are extremely adventurous in terms of taking a view as an early adopter on the positive signs in the market. And the current market is just subdued from that perspective. So as soon as the economy starts to get going, I think we're fortunate and we find ourselves in a relatively low interest rate environment. And so from that perspective, that's a positive. But really, until the economy starts to show signs of meaningful growth, we're not going to see significant house price growth and acceleration in that aspect, which is so important for sentiment and for the property market.
Yeah, you bring up two crucial points there, sentiment and policy certainty. And we've had various conversations on various events that we speak about, the compensation with the expropriation without compensation policy that is currently being talked about by our national government. And we do know that for corporate SA, it's a little bit of a worrisome topic. But how much of an impact does that particular policy or the discussions around that policy have on residential property, particularly for foreigners perhaps looking to invest in the local market?
Yeah, there's no question that most foreigners who are taking a look at South Africa don't necessarily understand all of the dynamics associated with the policy. They look at it from afar, and if they are sitting on the fence for whatever reason, most of them are deciding that this is not the right time to buy or invest, and are waiting for effectively policy certainty in a much more meaningful way. And that has a trickle-down effect into the market. So certainly foreign direct investment, which is a key component of getting the market going again, is certainly subdued. And it's only really the foreigners who have an in-depth knowledge of the country and who are taking a slightly contrarian view of the way that the expropriation situation is going to play itself out, who are investing.
Yeah, of course, we can't speak about anything related to the country's economy without mentioning load shedding. And your report does mention that sales did slump in the first quarter of this year, and it's alluding to the fact that it was possibly due to load shedding and the pre-election worries that were had. And although it has rebounded, we are seeing now stage 4 load shedding again rolling on. Last night we saw stage 6 load shedding. You do say that it's a bit of a subdued environment, even though there's a little bit of growth. But are you expecting to see a little bit more of a slump in the fourth quarter, perhaps the first quarter of the following year?
Yeah, so obviously our report came out before the most recent round of load shedding. And so it had a slightly more optimistic view than perhaps I would have if that report was coming out today. There's just no way that one can really cast the current Eskom woes in a positive light, and it's undoubtedly going to have a negative effect on the entire economy, including the property sector. That's just the way it is. It's an extremely negative and unfortunate circumstance that we find ourselves in. I suppose the only sort of positive view to take is that hopefully at some stage in the not too distant future, there's going to start to be some consistency and good news around the power utility and some certainty around keeping the lights on.
Yeah, and then I want to go back to something that's very important that you mentioned a little bit earlier, and that is banks lending, and they're increasing that appetite for consumers to approach and lend, and they're obviously opening up the regulatory space in terms of being able to give to consumers that are trying to buy a to buy a home and looking for a loan or a mortgage in that instance. What are you seeing here in terms of those mortgage advances in this particular report?
Yeah, so I think we're extremely fortunate that we do have a banking sector that does have the appetite that it has at the moment for competitive mortgage lending, and it's the thing that's probably keeping the residential property market going at this stage. So we're extremely fortunate that situation exists, and that most of the major banking institutions are looking to find first-time home buyers in particular, get them on the property ladder, lend to them, and get them going with home ownership. On the positive side, that aspect of our property market represents a huge potential for our property market, and once the economy gets going again, I've got no doubt that there's going to be exponential growth as a consequence of the large number of new first-time home buyers who are being advanced mortgages.
Well, Andrew, I must just say, I do not own a home, so I would be a first-time property buyer. So I'm looking forward to that appetite that banks have to offer the lending, particularly to first-time buyers. So I'm looking forward to that in particular, Andrew. Many thanks for your time this evening. It's Andrew Golding, who's the Chief Executive of Pam Golding Property Group, talking to us about some of the trends in the residential property sector, the local headwinds, our sluggish economy, as well as Brexit, as well as the US-China trade war having an impact on the sector as a whole. But some good news, a little bit of a silver lining, it is beginning to stabilize. From me, Rofwa Madzena, and the rest of the team, it's good night and we'll see you again tomorrow.